This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we are joined by a visionary of our community, Lucas Pyatt, Chief Executive Officer of Pyatt Companies and Pyatt Sotheby's International Realty. Lucas, good morning.
Hey, Larry. How you doing? Good morning.
I'm very good. I'm excited on so many different levels about what's going on in the region. And before we get into this wonderful show that you have been doing for many years now, Rock and Reggae Relief, it's a great family show and it's a fun night. But I want to ask you about where you are with Esplanade, this 15-acre expansion along the river just beyond Rivers Casino. How do you stand in terms of getting this thing underway?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a really good place. We've received all of our TRID financing votes, which helps fill the gaps and do, you know, helps us do the affordable housing in the project and a lot of the infrastructure that's heavily needed in that area. So everything's moving forward towards the fall closing. So, and a fall groundbreaking, really. So finally, after 10 hard years of almost 10 years of hard work, we're making great progress and we'll be putting shovels in the ground here shortly.
I always have to give men and women who have the vision to see beyond. I think about those days when Pittsburgh was just the smoky steel town that we still have roots in, but somebody imagined that we could be so much better. And I applaud you because you're one of those people that saw the underutilized river and you're going to make this a destination place.
We deserve it. We deserve it to have one of the best riverfronts in the country. And I think we can, and I think this project will be a beacon for that.
Lucas, I'm curious to know, you know, what you start out with as a plan and then what you wind up with later oftentimes changes along the way. And so I'm curious to know if there are some changes that are taking place as we move closer to getting shovels in the ground.
Well, when we started the project, we were super aspirational about what we could build. And frankly, we could have built a lot more back then because the prices weren't what they are now and the cost to build and interest rates and things of that nature. So we have scaled back some of the, we'll call it architecture. But really, at the end of the day, the project looks on a rendering just like it, pretty much like it did, you know, when we first started. There's been changes along the way that, you know, we're influenced by things like COVID and the pandemic and the way that changed kind of the way that people live, i.e., say, office space, the amount of office space we had in the project, which we have less of now. But we still have the opportunity because we're seeing that, you know, great, high-quality office space still is in demand. So we do have that in the project, but it's not as prominent as it was. But, yeah, I mean, the project on a rendering and the project in real life is going to look world-class. It's going to look just like the vision we had. Probably not going to have a, you know, a 35-story condo building like we did originally, though. So we wanted to start, you know, as aspirational as possible. And then, you know, obviously there is a reality of what you can afford to build. But that's where we're at, and it's going to look amazing. It's going to really be a world-class project.
Yeah, give us kind of the elevator pitch on what, you know, amenities you will have. I heard someone say the other day, hey, I hear we're getting a Ferris wheel downtown.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
That's the thing that, yeah, that is definitely still part of the project. You know, it's going to be an amazing wheel, an observation wheel that overlooks the point and back to downtown and up the Ohio River and see sunsets. And it's going to be just a great opportunity to showcase, like, innovation in this region, which we're having lots of conversations about innovation right now. That's going to continue. And, you know, the Ferris invention happened really in Pittsburgh, and Ferris lived and died in Pittsburgh, so it makes a lot of sense for us to do that. And do it in a way that's going to showcase this project as a beacon, just from a location standpoint. If I asked a lot of people here, probably your listeners even, and said, what's Chateau, where's Chateau? A lot of people probably wouldn't know what Chateau was. There's only about 13 people that live in that actual, you know, neighborhood, technically. So it's really underutilized riverfront that's going to be remade into recreational, to housing, both condos, both high-end apartments, and also affordable apartments. We have incredible retailers that we're going to bring into the project, restaurants, entertainment, music, all the great things that attract people to a project. We're going to have the best marina in the city that's going to be just world class and be a place that you can dock your boat and walk in and have great meals and great entertainment and really enjoy the riverfront. Improving the trail, handling, you know, obviously all of the parking that we need within the project. But in the first phase, we're going to have about 300 units of housing. We'll have about 100 condominiums that will start to pre-sale. That'll be right on the river there. And it continues to grow. So we'll probably have about 1,000 units on the project at the end of the day, almost creating a new neighborhood along the Chateau area.
You know, Lucas, with all the growth in housing in the Golden Triangle and now on the North Shore, as a former downtown resident, something that I really would have liked to have had, and we just really didn't in that area, was walkability to groceries. Are there any plans?
You know, I neglected to say that.
Are there any plans for that? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that is a huge part of our first phase, is to bring food, prepared foods, and grocery in phase one of the projects. We're talking to multiple grocers right now. That area is really, truly a food desert. And it's important for us to make sure that we deliver on that. So we are talking to several operators there to bring in something that will fill that need.
We're with Lucas Pyatt, and now let's shift gears. The Pyatt Family Foundation presents Rock, Reggae, and Relief August 2nd at Stage AE. This was your brainchild that you started, and really it started in the streets right around Market Square outside your Revel and Roost.
Yeah, you know, when we finished the building, Tower 260 on Forbes Avenue there, we wanted a way to kind of like bring back that street and kick it off, because it was off, really, it was closed for so long while we were under construction. So we partnered up with our tenants, one of them being Parada, which was the Latin or the Caribbean restaurant. And we came up with a street festival called Rum, Rock, and Reggae. We started that. It wasn't really a nonprofit at that point in time, but then we decided that we really wanted to grow this as a nonprofit, and really is kind of the heart of our nonprofit at the Pyatt Family Foundation, is producing events that give back to the community. So it scratches the itch that I love to entertain and love to showcase our city and showcase music and new artists. And heck, if we can give back at the same time, how incredible is that, right? So we started with a small street party. It got pretty big. It frankly got a little too big. And then we decided we were going to move it last year to Stage AE, which was absolutely an incredible event. We had over 3,000 people, and I think we're going to be on par for that this year. But we've made it even bigger, because the one thing about going to Stage AE is we kind of lost a little bit of the festival vibe. It became more of like a concert. So we said this year we're going to make sure we can bring back that city kind of festival vibe, and we've opened a place called Chillville, which will be in the project, and that will be like a vendor village. We'll have 7 food trucks. We're going to have, henna and face painting, and I think we even have a fortune teller coming in. So it's going to kind of have a lot of cool festival vibes that we kind of lost last year. So we're excited about bringing that in. I do believe there's an incredible food truck called Yin's Dogs coming in. I heard a story about that.
I might know a guy.
We're excited to welcome. I know. Yeah, we know a guy. So we're super excited about it. It's going to be really, truly our biggest year ever. And my gosh, you know, having not one but 2 Marleys, true reggae royalty, as our headliners, we're super honored about having them here. And I'm really selecting our festival to be headliners on. It's going to be a great day. You're going to hear a little bit of Damien, a little bit of Steven. You're going to hear a lot of Bob Marley tunes that they do as well. So it's really going to be, you know, the reggae festival of the year here in Pittsburgh.
Including Uprooted with Michael Balicki of Rusted Root, Roots of Creation. Rock, yep. Reggae, and Relief August 2nd at Stage AE. And who's it benefiting this year, Lucas?
Yeah, this year it's going to benefit Manchester Craftsmen's Guild Youth Program, MCG Youth. It's a great arts program that runs to city school students and supports the Manchester Chateau community.
All right, get your tickets now, Lucas Pyatt. More to come. Thanks for the time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy this beautiful day, y'all.
You got it. Lucas, CEO of Pyatt Industries. I'll tell you, he is a visionary.
Well, to hear that there's a grocery store in plans for the Esplanade, well, that's like the cherry on top of the sundae right
that
there.
That made you happy. Yeah, this is going to be a game-changing, and like he said, you're just basically building a whole new neighborhood of the city. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, along the river. Imagine that. Just beyond where Rivers Casino is, on that same side of the Ohio. Powered by Bowser Genesis, here's Ellen.
It's awesome. All sounds good. And as you're driving out and about this morning, certainly a lot of brake lights, whether you're driving along the river or just sitting on a parkway. We're getting reports of an accident on the outbound or eastbound Parkway East. This would be between the Greenfield Bridge and the Squirrel Hill Homestead exit. Now, of course, you're already in slow traffic because of the construction zone lane restriction out through the Squirrel Hill tunnels. The inbound ride on the Parkway East is solid for you at Wilkinsburg. Don't forget, we have a little bit more time here for this additional lane restriction on the eastbound or outbound Parkway East between Churchill and Monroeville, and that is causing slowdowns for you there. Also getting reports of an accident on 28 southbound between the Shaler Waterworks and Millvale. We'll be checking that out with the PennDOT cameras and bring you more details in our next report, but suffice it to say, it's very slow past the Shaler Waterworks and then stop and go down past Millvale all the way down to the 31st Street Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 825. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
And looking at a high of 83, you'll notice lower humidity because we're going back to 90 tomorrow. Clear overnight in 62, 61 headed out the door.